The great table in the middle of the room, with its books and work, waits only for the lighting of the evening lamp to see a return to its stores of embroidery and of story. Upon a little stand under the mirror, which catches now and then a flicker of the firelight and makes it play as if in wanton upon the ceiling, lies that big book, reverenced of your New England parents, the Family Bible. It is a ponderous, square volume with heavy silver clasps that you have often pressed open for a look at its quaint old pictures, for a study of those prettily bordered pages which lie between the testaments and which hold the family record. There are the births, your father's and your mother's. It seems as if they were born a long time ago, and even your own date of birth appears an almost incredible distance back. Then there are the marriages, only one as yet, and your mother's name looks oddly to you. It is hard to think of her as anyone else than your doting parent. Last of all come the deaths, only one, poor Charlie. How it looks. Died 12 September 18-something. Charles Henry, aged 4 years. You know just how it looks. You have turned to it often. There you seem to be joined to him, though only by the turning of a leaf. And over your thoughts, as you look at that page of the record, there sometimes wanders a vague, shadowy fear, which will come, that your own name may soon be there.